This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hey there, I have escaped the building, and I am at the Douglas County Fairgrounds, the Christmas Craft Fair going on. We're going to talk to some of the folks involved in that. We'll start with Sierra Keith, Fairgrounds Director, who was on earlier, but already people are really coming in here in droves.
Yeah, we've got a great crowd this morning already.
And, well, it's afternoon now, but
it is.
You're on a different time zone from just getting back. So kind of run through the basics of what people need to know about this three-day event.
Yeah, so, you know, we are a almost 300 craft booth vendor show, and it is a great event. You come out, there's so many different crafts. There's food, there's drinks, there's everything you can think of. There's a Santa that you can come visit, too.
Santa? Uh-oh.
Santa is here, and he will be here all weekend, so you can come out and get your picture with him and get a candy cane and have a great time.
So have you checked, do we know what list I'm on? I feel like I'm on the naughty list, but that may have just been how the week went.
Yeah, for me too, probably.
I don't know. Plus, I'm in the media. That doesn't always help. So how many parts of the fairgrounds can people find things at?
We have the conference hall, Douglas Hall, and the exhibit building all full, and then the DTO pavilion as well. And so it's the whole complex almost.
How many vendors do you think you have here?
We have 300 vendor booths, probably about 220 vendors.
Wow. And all kinds of craft items. And one of the things about this is these are all craft items.
Yeah, we do not have any commercial products in our craft fair. That's something we are very excited about, is we really focus on crafted items that are, you know, handmade from different areas. And really focusing on that is a part of the reason that we have such a great show.
Well, it's a big one. It's been going for how many?
52 years.
52 years out here. What are the hours?
It is 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. today, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow, and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday.
All right, Sierra Keith, Fairgrounds Director.
Thank you.
All right, Tamara Howell and Jerry Johnson, right?
Shelly Johnson.
This is why they don't allow me to write. I need a computer to do all this stuff. You are out here getting ready for Reach Across America.
We are. We're T-minus 8 days.
And how do people, when they come out here, what do they do in terms of getting involved?
So we have a booth in between the first two buildings, and we are taking volunteer signups. And we're also starting to gather donations for wreaths for next year, and we'll submit those right after Wreaths Across America Day next week, and we'll get a two-for-one deal to make the most of everybody's donations.
Now, was last year the first year that we had all 7,000?
Yes. Yes, last year was the first year we had all 7,000. We have done the same thing this year, and we hope to perpetuate it into the future.
I know that going by both of the locations, I mean, it would just look kind of ominous.
Yes.
In a good way.
Yes, absolutely.
And, you know, in past years when this had gone on, there was a very limited number, and it always looked like something is missing here.
Yes, it was always very hard to only lay on some of the veterans' markers, and so we're very thankful that our community has stepped up and we're able to perpetuate the 7,000 to continue to honor everyone.
You got a lot of people supporting you.
We do. So how this all came about is U.S. Air Force veteran John Pearson, who unfortunately passed away last year, was one of the co-coordinators with Shelly here for our local event starting in 2018 or 19. And he was really sad that we couldn't get enough wreaths. So he reached out to the community, and Commissioner Chris Boyce stepped up and was able to get community support to see John's wish of having a wreath on every grave come to fruition, which was last year. This year, again, those same local sponsors, amazing local community, everybody we reached out to said yes, and we again are laying wreaths on all 7,000 graves. And this year, I think we have just short of 700 volunteers already signed up for next week, and it's just a great legacy that we're going to be doing here. Prior to this year, I think the most wreaths that we had raised money for was 1,500.
Wow. So people can come out here and sign up to volunteer for next week, right?
Yes, they can. Or they can go to Wreaths Across America online and do it from there as well.
All right. Shelley and Tamara, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to Nikki Early right now from Permanent Jewelry. What do you make?
Hi, my business is Trend 136 Permanent Jewelry, and basically we pick a chain and it's welded together so there's no clasp and you can wear it forever.
So how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing it for about 2 years now.
How did you get into it?
Oh, I'm a hairdresser full-time, so it kind of just fell into my lap. It's been a new hobby.
And how long does it take to make some of your creations?
It's pretty quick. The longest it takes is the decision of picking a train. I have about over 60.
Wow. How much time do you spend on it?
I would say definitely more of an events thing, and then I take appointments at Root Salon out in Sutherland.
And what do you like best about doing this?
I love just talking to the people and making new friends.
And what do you think you're going to do? Well, first of all, where are you at out here?
We're located in the top building, Douglas Hall, I believe.
No, this one?
This one.
No,
this
we're
one?
In that community conference hall.
Okay, that's where we are, right inside the door.
So what will people see if they come to your booth?
I have tons of rings, toe rings, lots of chains. We have some Carhartt hats that are embroidered, lots of choices.
And what kind of materials are you using?
I work with sterling silver and 14-karat gold filled.
Now, what do you think you're going to be doing in the future with all this art and jewelry?
Oh, my goodness. I have no idea. I feel like the options are endless.
So, again, the name of your business is?
Trend 136.
All right. And where can people find you elsewhere besides here this weekend?
At Root Salon in Sutherland.
All right. Nikki, thanks for talking to us. All right. Next up, we are talking to us. Is it Jesse Hawley?
It's Jesse Hawley, yeah.
All right. What are you doing out here?
So we're Flying HJ. We do on-site custom printing. They can take a picture off their phone and put it on a cup, a mug, anything from a T-shirt to a sweatshirt. I even have some saddle covers. We do some custom jewelry. So there's a jewelry bar, a sweatshirt bar, and a T-shirt bar. They come up, look at the designs, or say, hey, I have a picture on my phone, and it goes on a Christmas ornament or one of those objects.
So it could be a picture of anything.
It could, sure could. Well, let's keep it PG, please.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't have to be, you know, your face.
No,
you know.
I've done everything from gag gifts where it was one of the guys that was in the Marine Corps and they put it on a cup together, and I've done stuff from the dogs and 4-H clubs. So really it's just what you have and you want on your product, so it's absolutely custom.
Now, how many years have you been doing this?
Oh, I think this is our fifth year that I've been in business.
So is this like a kind of a full-time thing for you?
Oh, Lord, no. No, I have a full-time job. This is my side stuff. This was to help support my son's rodeo, and he has grown up and gone on and moved out, and this has become a lot more than that.
So this is probably going to be a growing thing for you.
I think my husband would argue with me on that, but we try and keep going what we're doing. I enjoy it.
Which means you're taking up some space that he would like back?
No, probably just his time. But he's absolute best Christmas gift today. He took off so he could help me and support me on my birthday today and be here working instead of enjoying the weather or, you know, chopping wood.
I'm not sure we'd be enjoying the weather today, but maybe that's all your perspective. So you're doing this on your birthday?
Sure.
Wow. And we're not going to talk about, you know.
No, we're not going to say. We're going to turn back some years.
Right. You know, I learned that the hard way many years ago. We won't talk about how many years ago. So, again, printed shirts, blankets, sweatshirts, coffee mugs, other things?
Yeah. Let's see. We do, I said, some saddle covers. We have Christmas ornaments. Actually, we've got a game. You go and toss a quarter. If you make it in the shot glass, you get a free custom ornament.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And where do people find you out here?
We are going to be in Douglas Hall. We are right next to the tack room. So we're going to be on the other side of where that concession stand is and that row. Come by and find us at Flying HJ.
So if they don't find you here, is there a place they find you elsewhere?
You can find me on Facebook, or you can catch me next weekend on Sunday at Looking Glass Brewery at their Christmas boutique.
So you kind of pop around at these various events.
We do a full-time pop-up and online orders. Most rodeos we're at, and anything that's local and somebody gives me a call, we show up.
Sounds like a cool thing. Again, it's Flying H Customs, right?
Flying HJ Customs.
HJ Customs. Jesse Hawley, thanks for being on with us.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a break. Back with more in a moment on Inside Douglas County. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. We are live at the Christmas Craft Fair out here at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. It is going on today, Saturday and Sunday. In fact, here, I'll keep real quick, remind people of the hours.
Yeah, we are at 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. today, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow, and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday.
And what's the admission cost to get in?
It is $6 for adults, and if you bring canned food, it is $5, and then kids 12 and under are free.
So if they bring canned food, does it matter which gate they come in?
No, it does not.
So you're set for that?
We are set
anywhere.
For both, and all the food is going to the Salvation Army this year.
All right, perfect. And we've got somebody else over to talk with us. Who do we have?
This is Tim Bakke with The Jerky, and he is one of our longtime vendors.
All right. Hey, how you doing?
Come out and visit us here.
So
no rain out here at the fair.
There is not. So how long have you been dealing with this jerky stuff?
Since 1995.
Wow. What's involved in what you do?
We get a 40-pound box of beef in, and we slice it, season it, smoke it, and bag it, and then bring it out here and sell it to the people.
And you've got, I went by your booth a bit ago, you've got a lot of different varieties, right?
Yep, we got 13 different game meats this year with the gator, elk, bison, venison, yak,
wow,
camel, kangaroo. We can make a smoked salmon that will be as good as anybody else makes ever I've heard tasted. We make it, it's a candied. And we have all like 23 different beef jerkies. And if you like a hot, we got the hot ghost pepper, Carolina Reaper. That works out in 7 different flavors of our sticks.
So a lot of, what kind of work goes into making this stuff?
A lot.
I bet.
There's a, well, like I said, it takes 3 days from the box to the bag.
Wow. So that's a long process. Get a little closer. Hold the mic a little closer. Yeah, there we go. So how did you get into doing this?
We was working for this guy one time, and he said, well, go sell this jerky for me, and I'll give you a 10% cut on everything you sell. And he walked off and left us a year later. And so then we got into the beef jerky business.
And so how long have you been doing it? How long have you been making this?
Since 1995.
95? Oh, my gosh, that's a long time.
Yeah.
So are you from the area here?
I was born in Roseburg, and I have relatives down here. So when I came down to visit one time, I said, why don't you bring your jerky and sell it at the county fair? So then we started here at the county fair, and now we're here at the Christmas show, too.
Wow. So where do people find you?
At BakkeBrothers.com. I'm here at the – I'll be – you know, we're at almost all the little shows at the fairgrounds in town, anywhere.
Well, and people can come by, take a look. I bet you even have samples.
We don't have samples.
Ah, then you're ready to sell them on the concept of this is going to be good.
I've been here for 30 years, and we don't have a bad bag on that table, and I have 40 different items on there. So if you can't find something that's good, and we guarantee you everything on the table.
All right, and again, you're in the community conference hall. You'll be here all weekend.
We'll be here until Sunday afternoon.
All right.
So it'll be fun.
All right, perfect. Thanks for talking to us. All right, we've got more folks coming in to talk with us momentarily out here at the Christmas Craft Fair. And if you come out this afternoon, make sure and bring a canned food item, and you can help out the Salvation Army with that. We've got more of the folks coming in just a moment. And I'm going to pull on it's really funny on our station to announce the El Roadie. But what do you think of all this?
It's quite amazing. There's a lot of great booths in here with plenty of different items you can choose from. A lot of handcrafted stuff, including birdhouses, the knives, the wind chimes. Everything here you can find for Christmas is here and in both buildings.
Wow. And now, have you been out here? Well, you were here last year.
Yes, I was here last year. It was my first year experiencing this, and I'm definitely fixing to go buy some of that jerky.
Yeah, no, that sounded really good. Are there other items that you have seen around here so far?
I have seen some really awesome jewelry and clothing. I was going to go take a look at that here before we get out of here. But other than that, I haven't had a chance to explore much of the second building, so I wonder what is all over there.
Yeah, there's a boatload of folks that are out here this afternoon, And they're from the local area. They're from all over the place. It's amazing where they find people. We've got a couple other people scheduled that we have not seen yet. That might be one of them. Maybe not. And let's see here. Let's take a look at some of the items that are out here. Oh, by the way, if you go over to the pavilion area, and we're not going to get over there now, but if you go over there, you can get a Christmas cocktail.
Yeah, they have quite a bit of food. There's some outside of the pavilions and the buildings, and there's also some inside. They have biscuits and gravy until noon. I'm not sure what they're selling now. I think it's a chicken strip basket, but they have some photos directing you to where all the food is.
All right, so that is out here as well. And let's see, knives, hand-blown glass, crocheted, knitted items, ceramic, jewelry, woodworking, metalwork, candles, lotion. I mean, this is there's a lot of work that goes into this stuff.
I even saw bar soap. People are actually making homemade soaps here, too.
Yeah, and even like salsa. Let's see here. We have got hand-spun wool, new lanterns, also some cool items like 3D prints, knives. I didn't think I mentioned that. So all of that is out here. Got a couple minutes left to talk to folks out here at the event, the Christmas Craft Fair. For 2025, again, a reminder about the hours. They're open until 8 o'clock tonight, tomorrow 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Admission is $5, a dollar off a canned food item. A dollar off your admission if you bring a canned food item. That goes to the Salvation Army here in Roseburg. Kids 12 and under get in free for the event. They've also got door prizes. They're drawing hourly for those that are a number of items from the vendors out here. And let's see, tonight, if you come out after work, bring canned food, you get in free at after 5 o'clock. Also, Saturday after 5 o'clock, you get in free if you bring in pajamas. That goes to one of our nonprofit organizations in the work that they are doing here around the Umpqua Valley. Can you believe that they've been doing this for 52 years?
Yeah, it's really shocking. And right when you come through the gates, you'll see an amazing Christmas blinged out D.R. Johnson Lumber Company truck celebrating how long they've actually been doing this fair, and amazing woodwork for it as well, lights all around it.
Wow, it's cool stuff. I mean, if you want to get something for the holiday season, and I think this is one of the big selling points here, is that you come out here, you get something, it's going to be unique, it's going to be handcrafted, it may be the only item exactly like it that particular craftsperson has made.
I definitely would rather spend my money here on good handcrafted quality items to give to my family and put up in my house than I would go to, say, a box store somewhere here in town.
Yeah, it's unique, it's popular, and it's why it's really been going on all of these 52 years out here at the Douglas County Fairgrounds, the Christmas Craft Fair. The weather's pretty good right now, and just a little bit of rain, not a big deal to deal with that this afternoon. So whenever you've got time to get out here, again, it's open until 8 o'clock tonight, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. And let's see, have you ever worked in creating anything like this yourself?
I used to do some handcrafted painting on some canvas and some drawings, but other than what a lot of these people have, I have not had the chance. Plus, they have live music here, too, so even if you're walking around, enjoy some of the live music and artists that are performing.
Yeah, so that's going to be going on periodically around all three of these buildings at the Christmas Craft Fair for 2025 at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. Getting ready to wrap up Inside Douglas County here in about 30 seconds. Again, a reminder, open till 8 o'clock tonight, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Admission is $6. It's a dollar off if you bring a canned food item. That'll go to the Salvation Army. Kids 12 and under get in free. And tonight, everybody gets in free if you bring canned food after 5 o'clock. On Saturday, bring in pajamas to get in free after 5 o'clock as well. That wraps it up for our time out here at the Christmas Craft Fair for 2025 at the Douglas County Fairgrounds and Inside Douglas County live at the fairgrounds from News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.